Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Thursday. A campaign to restore the original bus from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, has raised around $170,000 Australian dollars. The film turns 30 this year. It's about drag performers travelling across the Aussie desert. No one actually knew where the bus was till it was found in New South Wales in 2019. The campaign's trying to raise $2.2 million all in. That's to restore the Japanese Hino bus from 1976, which is in a bad way, and create a museum display. Guy Pearce is one of the stars of Priscilla. He tells GQ about catching people off guard in the rural areas the cast filmed in.
Certain townsfolk were prepped that a film was coming, but they didn't really know what it was. And the locals were told, okay, our main characters are going to sort of come walking down the street and you guys are going to watch. And you'd see these people just seeing these drag queens for the first time, country towns that had not seen anything like this before. And this is in 93 as well, you've got to remember. So there's some pretty great, honest reactions.
The South Australian government's contributed $100,000 to the fund. Could see the bus restored and on display in 2026. Iraq's postponed a vote in Parliament on whether gay sex should be punishable by death. A proposed law would also see the threat of life in prison for same-sex relations, plus 7 years inside for the promotion of homosexuality. The vote's been postponed because of time constraints and disagreements about proposed amendments. And if we had a The World's Gone Mad section, this would surely be in it. Transgender people are being banned from entering a poetry competition. It's run by the government of the Tver region in Western Russia. They reckon it's an attempt to protect traditional values. Russia's very anti-queer, not on my holiday bucket list, with the non-existent international LGBT movement officially labelled as extremist. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.